Hello and welcome to Finn Sportsman. I'm your host, Tyler Finberg, and today we have a great episode for you. We're going to be talking about the NFL free agency as teams can now offer and sign free agents. One team has already taken advantage of day one of free agency, the New England Patriots, with signing some big name players like Matthew Judon to their team. Also, the Chiefs and Chargers have taken advantage of the O-linemen in this year's free agent class, was signing some of the top names in Corey Linsley and Joe Thuney. Which one goes where? I'll tell you that. Also, the Browns, their playoff contentions rise with the signing of John Johnson, the third safety from the LA Rams, now going to the Browns on a three-year deal, making a huge difference here for Cleveland. So I'll break that all down for you. Also, which wide receiver could be off the free agency class first, as none of the top free agents at the wide receiver position have gone to a team or decided which team they are going to. And finally, March Madness, the bracket was revealed, which one seeds are going to make it into the Final Four, who could win it all. We'll talk all about that. And Duke and Kentucky, guess what? Both teams are no longer in March Madness. Both teams did not make it. Zion Williamson had something to say about that, saying that he does not like March Madness when the Duke Blue Devils are not in it. Well, we will be right back. Here's a quick word from our sponsor, Anchor. Hello and welcome back to Finn Sportsman. I'm your host, Tyler Finberg, and we're going to get right into free agency. The first team to really make a noise was the New England Patriots, going ahead and signing their new tight end, Jonnu Smith, on a $50 million deal. He was the first player to come off a free agency as a big name coming here. Jonnu Smith, the deal also has $31 million guaranteed for Jonnu Smith going to New England. But even though New England signed the star tight end, they did not stop there. They then next went over to sign Jalen Mills on a four-year deal. A lot of people surprised by Jalen Mills getting this four-year deal worth $24 million, $9 million guaranteed. Also, Matthew Judon decided, well, the Pats are handing out money, so might as well be one of the players that also gets the money from New England, signing a four-year, $56 million contract with the New England Patriots. $32 million of that is guaranteed. All three players headed to New England. Also, Davon Gotich signs a two-year, $16 million deal. So the Pats here, they signed a ton, but then also they lost one. Joe Thuney, the guard for the Patriots, has now decided to sign a five-year, $80 million contract worth $48 million. This is going to be a huge contract for the guard. Now going to Kansas City, Patrick Mahomes, super excited about that. But we're going to go back to the Patriots here, who signed these four guys. When I first heard that New England was going after Jonnu Smith, I was like, this is going to be a great free agency. Bill Belichick, he's already starting us off right. He decided to go with Jonnu Smith. And then he decided to go with Matthew Judon and Jalen Mills. Took a chance on Jalen Mills, who has not really been a huge part anymore of the NFL. He last played, I believe it was for the Philadelphia Eagles, I believe was his last team, but really has not done a lot. Last year, he actually played for the Eagles. He had 1.5 sacks, 1 forced fumble, 1 interception, but he's really been falling off. The 26-year-old now signs a 4-year deal with the New England Patriots. Then they also signed Jonnu Smith, like I said, one of the great yards after catch players, one of the go get the ball when it's in the air players, just great player, great blocker, great receiver. Then Matthew Judon from the Baltimore Ravens, the star D lineman. I thought he was going to the Jags, but, well, he had some other ideas, deciding to sign this 4-year deal with the Patriots. A big deal. Matthew Judon now is going to be a New England Patriots player this season and for a couple more years. Then, like I said, Joe Thuney, the Pro Bowler, he is now officially a Kansas City Chief. He decided to sign with the Kansas City Chiefs today on a 5-year deal. Patrick Mahomes, very happy about that, getting the star offensive guard after both of his offensive tackles were cut by the Chiefs, with Mitchell Schwartz and Eric Fisher, both who are going off the board. Then another player, I said, John Johnson signing a big deal with the Cleveland Browns. This one's going to be an incredible one, signing a 3-year, $33 million contract. $24 million of it is guaranteed. Former LA Ram, great coverage player. He didn't really make a huge impact, but he is going to now with the Cleveland Browns, signing this 3-year deal. Andrew Sandejo, their former corner, their former safety, has now left. He is not signing, I believe. So Cleveland fixed it with an even better one. Then we also, let's keep talking about some re-signings. We saw Shaq Barrett go back to Tampa for a 4-year, $68 million contract, $36 million of that guaranteed. Looks like $17 million is his average salary. Then we continue with Romeo Okawara from Detroit signing 3-year, $39 million contract, $25 million of that is guaranteed of that. His brother, Julian Okawara, I believe is his name, got drafted by the Detroit Lions and has 3 years left on his contract. So Romeo Okawara, he's going to continue to stay there. Some other players that got signed today, Corey Linsley, he signed a 5-year, $62 million contract. None of that is guaranteed, it looks like. Here, Corey Linsley becomes the highest paid center ever in the NFL. Crazy good player, great blocking, was a huge player with the Green Bay Packers. Other players that signed, some of the other offense linemen, Kevin Zettler of the New York Giants signed a 3-year, $22 million contract, $16 million guaranteed with the Baltimore Ravens. Pat Eifflin signed a deal with the Carolina Panthers that's worth $13 million. It's a 3-year deal, $6 million guaranteed. Cameron Irving signed a deal, 2-year, $10 million. $8 million guaranteed with the Carolina Panthers. Some other players, the former Buffalo Bills, Andre Roberts, signed a 2-year deal worth $6 million, $3 million guaranteed with the Houston Texans. Also, Jamal Agnew, the former Detroit Lions, signed a 3-year, $21 million contract with the Jacksonville Jaguars. And right now, it does not look like there is a huge amount of other players that are huge names that you need to know that sign contracts. But those are some of the big ones. So obviously some big names coming off the board for this year. Also another one that just happens, Samson Abdukum, 2-year deal, $12 million with the San Francisco 49ers. So that is another one that is coming off the board this free agency. Now, let's go to March Madness. The bracket is now revealed. It was a very good bracket here. Here, I'm going to go over to the bracket. There's the 4-1 seeds are Gonzaga, Michigan, Baylor, and then the other one is Illinois, the 4-1 seeds. The only one seed I'm honestly surprised is that Michigan made the one seed, taking on a big loss. Then some of the two seeds are Alabama, Houston also, Ohio State, and Iowa, all headlined as the 2 seeds. Some of the upsets you may want to watch out for in your bracket. Starting off with Ohio versus Virginia. Ohio has a very good guard, and Virginia is coming off a loss to, or excuse me, are coming off COVID. So, and we saw Baylor coming off COVID. So you might want to watch out for an upset here. Ohio taking on Virginia. Let's see some other upsets. Winthrop over Villanova. Villanova lost Colin Gillespie. And I honestly think Winthrop is one of the better teams. They are really good. Winthrop, DJ Burns, the former Tennessee power forward who transferred. Huge player, really good, very powerful team. They'll run you down the court, back and forth. So Winthrop, watch out for them to get an upset. Other ones looking real quick. A big matchup will be Loyola Chicago, Georgia Tech. Watch out for that. Georgia Tech has a ton of players that are really good. Team is coming off a big ACC win. And Loyola Chicago, another team to watch out for, as they have one of the better defenses in the NCAA. And also watch out for Georgetown to beat Colorado. 5-seed Colorado taking on 12-seed Georgetown. Georgetown playing the other night against Creighton took a big win in that game. So you might want to watch out for Georgetown. Pick them into your next round. I certainly have picked them going into the next round. I think they are a very solid team. Have a ton of guys that can play everywhere. I really like this team from Georgetown and Patrick Ewing. So that are some of the bigger upsets and the number one seeds. But who can win this all is the bigger question. Well, Gonzaga and Illinois is who I think will meet into the finals. Both teams really, really good. Corey Kispert, Jalen Suggs, both huge players on Gonzaga. And then Ayo Dumboya from Illinois is also another huge name player on Illinois who can really make some noise. And those are really the two main teams you probably are going to have. Also, Alabama could be another team you put in there. Herbert Jones, huge name. He leads this team everywhere. A really good team. Watch out for them. In West Virginia and Ohio State, both teams to watch. Little from Ohio State, another good player, and Miles McBride and Derek Culver from West Virginia, both good players. So those are some of the teams you might want to pick as your winner in March Madness. Also, your free agency watch right now. I'll keep updating you with some of the bigger moves. Probably another podcast coming out Wednesday because we'll have tomorrow to look at some of the big ones. So that are some of the free agents and some of the teams you might want to pick winning the tournament for the NCAA March Madness and teams to upset in this year's March Madness. Thank you so much for watching. I'm Tyler Finberg. Until next time.